Got a funny tweet from P1 Tom. As a Lions fan, I feel some sort of catharsis by hearing your list of the top five most beaten down fan bases. At least we're number one in something.
Hang in there, Lions fans.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, some more amazing Tom Brady notes, and we're going to look at this path to the Super Bowl. Has he just gone through the toughest gauntlet he's ever gone through to get there? That's coming up at 8:55. But we're going to right now open the door to the bunker because we've got a very special old friend of the show, a guest that wants to wheel on in, George's old swim coach, Marge.
Okay, I used to swim, but she was never my coach.
George.
Hey, Marge.
Hi,
never coached
George.
Me.
Yes, I'm here,
hi,
too.
Marge.
Oh, my goodness. How are you guys doing?
Good. Okay. How are you?
Well, I've had a bit of a rough spell.
Uh-oh.
For the past couple decades. Ever since George abandoned our swim team in high school, things have really gone downhill for me.
Well, that was a long time ago, and I did not swim competitively in high school.
I think it was more the personal betrayal rather than the complete professional derailment that you caused me that has caused a little bit of mixed feelings for you, George.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
I put my whole life into training and honing his once-in-a-lifetime talent.
I didn't have that much talent.
I'm telling you, non-George, real George was incredible.
Was he?
Yes. He was the pre-helicopter crash Kobe of the swimming world.
Well, that's confusing, okay. But I think impressive.
And the whole nation knew it. He was on the cover of Modern Swimmer over a dozen times.
George, you never told us this.
I was never on a cover of that
He
magazine.
Also made the cover of several other notable rags. Slipstream, At the Turn, Foggy Goggles, which was kind of a humor magazine at the time, and of course, the famous one, the centerfold of abs and glutes.
Okay.
Sure.
I loved it.
No,
I had them all. And let me tell you, I spent many a night hand under the covers working my trackpad looking at his centerfold.
All right. Listen, don't talk like that. And I was
Marge.
Never on a cover of any magazine like that.
I gave my everything to you, George.
Well, I don't remember.
I even mortgaged my house to pay for your private lessons with the best trainer in the county. Which was me.
Dallas County?
I guess you could say in a way I groomed him. I know that's not too politically correct now, but...
No, that's okay.
Yes, for those wondering, George and I fell in love.
Okay.
We fell in love.
We did not fall
in
love.
Yes, I was 13 years his senior. Yes, I had breasts that looked like tennis balls at the end of tube socks.
Bingo!
Yes, he described having love with me as like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. But I loved him anyway! But then, just as we were about to go to the Olympics, we had qualified by beating Boise State, I think.
We were in high school.
Going to the Olympics. George fell in love with some tot from a competing high school.
Oh, gosh.
And the next thing I know, he quit swimming. Quit swimming to turn his attention to full-time hood rat stuff. That's a quote from him.
Okay. I don't remember it that way. And we were not close to the Olympics, and we never played
Boise. But we've made peace now. And one thing that we've bonded over and exchanged text messages on.
Never texted her.
Because I have one of those old people phones that has texting on it, is the mountain lion. The DFW Mountain Lion.
Really?
Well, there's more than one.
There's one. There's only one. I've seen that mountain lion, you know.
You have?
And I'm sure it was a mountain lion. I even had the tooth removed from my neck looked at by a feline orthodontist. Confirmed. Mountain lion.
Okay.
Funny story.
Funny?
The lion attacked me as I was cooking a can of Spam over a Sterno can in the Trinity River bottoms.
Oh, gosh.
It was a cold November morn.
Uh-huh.
And the lion came up, and we fought for 93 minutes over that can of Spam.
93 minutes?
It was a tough battle, I tell you. Because I had no leg strength and whatnot. But I finally got that can. And he finally got two-thirds of my trachea. So, a draw.
I don't know about that score about system.
A draw.
I don't know.
And then the next time I saw that same lion, it was on a trail cam in Rowlett. exact same one.
Yes. You could recognize it.
I could recognize it because I was up close and personal with it for 93 minutes.
Oh, man.
So I memorized everything about it. So I'm here to deliver this message to your listeners.
Okay.
That George was right about that mountain lion all along.
Wow.
And all of those doubters that said that my poor precious Georgie was a liar.
I'm on a run.
He
even
never
got this
lies
going.
About mountain lions.
That's right.
He only lies when he tells you he loves you.
Oh, Mark.
How sad.
On. I cannot speak
You're
anymore.
So delusional. You seem like...
Oh, come back. George, so stop her.
Well, I can't.
Apologize
She's
to
her. Her own reality. She's not going to stop for anything. All right, there goes Marge. 8:45 on the ticket.